This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
U.S. agriculture turns its attention to the U.K. and the EU for the next step trade deal after the U.S. deals with Mexico, China, Canada, and Japan. London and Brussels have already had words on the EU's rules demand for the U.K. to formalize Brexit by the end of the year, possibly delaying a final United Kingdom-European Union deal for months or longer. That would not stop the trade anxious UK from at least negotiating with Washington. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson.
The UK wants to do a trade deal with the US as they leave the EU. We know, of course, they have to do the EU first before they can sign anything with the US, but they can still negotiate. And of course, there's lots of issues with the EU, and of course, the president has focused on that a lot, especially during his recent trip over to Davos for the World Economic Forum.
The EU has been a reluctant U.S. trade partner, unwilling to talk about its protected agriculture in any deal. The UK will no longer be at least politically limited by that stance, but even before a UK or any EU deal with the U.S., Salmonson says U.S. farmers have a lot to celebrate.
Saw the deal with Japan get done. We've seen the USMCA not only get concluded, but now pass Congress, of course, further on movement by Canada. We've seen the China deal that was so long in coming get done. And, of course, that goes into a force in mid-February, and we'll watch that closely, how that's implemented and how China lives up to its commitments to make purchases.
China announced it will implement commitments to cut tariffs on a range of U.S. products, including soybeans, starting on February 14th. That'll be next Friday. Analysts see the move, though part of the Phase 1 deal, as a confidence booster amid the coronavirus outbreak, which some fear could slow China's ability to meet targeted 2020 purchases. In more national ag news here on your Friday, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the U.S. will have to be tolerant if the fast-spreading coronavirus inhibits China's ability to increase purchases of American farm goods. China pledged in the Phase 1 agreement to buy at least an additional $12.5 billion worth of farm goods this year and at least $19.5 billion next year, over the 2017 levels of $24 billion. Commodity traders and economists have questioned China's ability to follow through on those commitments since the deal was signed. Now that the coronavirus is continuing to spread, it poses a threat to China's economic growth. If they're trying and the disease blows the economy out of the water, then we'll need to be understanding, Perdue told reporters during a cattle industry convention in Texas. Reuters says Perdue is not part of the government team that's responsible for enforcing the terms of the agreement. He also didn't say how the U.S. would need to adjust its expectations of China. The text of the agreement does contain a disaster clause, which Beijing has yet to formally invoke, which would allow for delays. China has reported that over 500 people have died in the coronavirus outbreak. U.S. net cash farm income, the total income after expenses, is forecasted this year to decrease by $13 billion to $1.096 billion this year. When adjusted for inflation, the drop is almost 11% compared to the previous year. U.S. net farm income is a broader measure of profitability. It incorporates non-cash items like economic depreciation and gross inputted rental income, and it forecasts to increase by $1.4 billion to $96.7 billion in 2020. That's a 1.4% jump over last year. The USDA says if the forecast changes are accurate, net cash farm income this year would be 0.6% below the inflation-adjusted average calculated from 2000 through 2018. Net farm income would be 5.4% above the average during 2000 to 2018. The two income measures will diverge this year because of how net sales from inventories are treated. Net cash farm income records the income in the year took a sale took place, while net farm income counts it in the year production occurred. For example, high net sales at $14.9 billion from crop inventories forecast in 2019 are expected to boost net cash farm income significantly that year, Very low net sales from inventories, or $500,000 in 2020, are expected to contribute in a decrease in net cash farm income between the 2 years. And we'll continue on into state and local ag news on your Friday in 90 seconds.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go towards the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Have you had your eye on a new Caterpillar machine? We have great news. Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can save up to $5,000 on the purchase or lease of eligible Cat machines, including wheel loaders, small and medium dozers, backhoe loaders, excavators, and more. Members also receive an additional $250 credit on work tool attachments purchased with new Cat machines. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 and join today.
And we're back here on your Friday Afternoon Ag Show. Moving on to local ag news, soil and water interactions will be the focus of a soil and water management seminar sponsored by the U of I Extension coming up Thursday, February 20th. The seminar will be held at the Macoupin County Extension Office in Carlinville. The presentation will be a PowerPoint presentation and a web conference from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Certified crop advisors will receive 4.5 hours of 4.5 education units in soil and water management by attending this seminar. Registration is $45 per person and will include lunch. The registration deadline for this event is next Friday, the 14th. Registration can be completed online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Macoupin County Extension Office, rather, at 854-9604. For more information, Ashley Bell, Ph.D., an Extension Educator in Environmental and Energy Stewardship, can be reached at abell@illinois.edu. And that'll wrap it up for this Friday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have anything for us, can be emailed to us at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So for this Friday, February 7th, this has been Gabe Osborne for WSMI Ag News.